Cristiano Ronaldo, The Flame, The Crown, The Forever Legend.
Some honors feel like statistics. Others feel like destiny fulfilled. Cristiano Ronaldo's latest accolade, being named the best player of all time by Liga Portugal, belongs to the latter. For over two decades, Ronaldo has not just played football, he has lived it with a ferocity and grace that made him both warrior and artist. From the Theatre of Dreams in Manchester to the Cathedral of Santiago Bernabéu, from Turin to Riyadh, he has collected trophies and shattered records, yet always returned with the hunger of a boy chasing his first goal. The numbers are staggering: 223 caps for Portugal, 141 goals, 5 Ballon d'Ors, countless records in the Champions League. But numbers can't capture the aura. They can't capture the way a stadium trembles when Ronaldo prepares for a free kick, or the silence before his leap, or the roar after the net ripples. And then, in his homeland, to be crowned by Portugal itself, that is where the poetry lies. This wasn't just recognition, it was a nation's embrace, a thank you to the boy from Madeira who carried its flag to every corner of the globe. Ronaldo's humility was striking. It is a huge honor. I thank my teammates, my coaches, and everyone who has helped me on this journey. Yet those words can't disguise the truth. This is not just a career, it is a legacy carved into stone.
The eternal débatouise, mais si oui le rajon.
But the moment wasn't about rivalry. It was about roots, about home, about Portugal crowning its king. And as he stands at 40, still leaping higher than gravity allows, still striking with the fury of youth, still dreaming of one more World Cup, we are reminded that legends are not measured in goals or medals, but in the fire they leave behind.
Ronaldo es fire, is eternal.
It burns in the streets of Madeira, in the chants of Lisbon, in every child who dares to believe. Some players retire into memory.
Cristiano Ronaldo rises into myth.
The journey began in Portugal. The myth will live forever.